So, what can we do? We give you some examples. Like, let's say, the ear of the elephant. That's all we can do. Yes.
Once again, a little of its much shall be told, the description of a single limb of the elephant. Listen to Harut and Marut, O thou to whose face we are slaves and servants. They were intoxicated with the spectacle of God and with the marvels of the king's gradual temptation. Such intoxication arises from God's gradual temptation, so that what intoxications are wrought by the ascension to God.
You see that? You don't need the story of the Harut and Marut yet. He explains something very important. He said, what? He said, listen, when you're going ahead in this path, there are some points in here that will make you drunk, because the feeling and the passion will be provoked, and you could do the stuff that these two silly fellows did, because their problem was being too close to God, therefore being drunk. This will happen. Remember, you will lose a part of your logic in this half. Okay, this was a degree to the God. Imagine what is arriving there, connecting to God.
Is temptation a good translation of the Farsi?
Temptation?
Yes, he uses it in the marvels of the king's gradual temptation. God's gradual temptation.
I don't see the temptation, because here he talks about they were drunk because of looking at the king and with the gradual magic of that king.
So it's not a good translation.
That's Ajalamur Istidraj. Means what? Means whatever it's written in it, and the degrees and the levels and all that magical stuff, because it's ajib, strangeness. Yeah, that word will be repeated again. The next verse, which to me it's not temptation. It's how do you translate it as sidraj?
It's like
luring.
Yeah. Yeah, at the beginning, I have to think about something.
Yeah. It's not easy, of course, but it's simple. It's not temptation.
Enticement or allure?
Yeah, to lure and entice is the beginning of it. Mm-hmm.
Because the word is daraja, okay, the verb. That verb goes to so many different directions, because gradually will be tadrij, okay? And the degrees are there, but the quality inside, in the book, the quality is darj in there, means the quality is there somehow. It's in it, it's...
It's not like with daraj is like a step. So it's like slowly, like, you know, it's not...
Yeah, degrees. Yeah. Degrees, level, different levels of gradually going forward. Mm. And all of this is the strangeness over there. Because the strangeness gradually increases. Remember, you start as a... let's say, logical fellow, and at the end, you're crazy. Because when it comes to the end of this, we are drunk and crazy, because we give up the logic. We surrender to beyond the logic. That's why one of the most famous fellow in here, remember the Bohlul? He goes around and does this silly stuff, which when you look at it again, it's not silly. But it looks really silly. That's what it is. The word is very difficult. In Arab literature here, they talk about it a lot. As far as I know, it's these gradual changes.
Pardon
me?
The final thing is to entrap a person in a space. Of
yes, to engulf, entrap someone inside, yes.
So would entrapment be a possible? Or is strangeness that?
Yes, entrapment will be a part of it. Yes. It's not wrong.
Okay.
It's not complete, but yes.
Okay. Such intoxication.
Yes, entrapment in Persian we say mundarij. So mundarij means it is written, it is fixed over there within those sayings, yes.
Such intoxication arises from God's gradual entrapment, so that what intoxications are wrought by the ascension to God. The bait in his snare produced intoxication like this. What things can the table of his bounty reveal? They were drunken and freed from the noose. They were uttering rapturous cries in the fashion of lovers.
You see, in previous stories, we see a bad fellow. Here, these Harut and Marut, they will end up bad. But at the beginning, there is nothing wrong with them. Even being drunk when they are closed to God is okay. And he wants to explain that first. Then come to this fellow who say, we don't blame them somehow. Because they are that close, they should burn out. Okay. Yes?
In their road, there was one ambush and trial. Its mighty wind would sweep the mountain away like straw. The trial was turning them upside down. How should one that is drunken have consciousness of these things?
This is the difficulty. The difficulty facing you is, while you are going forward, you get drunk. So you should be more careful, because you're not there yet, but you're drunk. Because the joy that this will bring in somehow will at least will make you more sensible to your emotions. Yes?
To him, pit and open field are one. To him, dungeon and pit are a pleasant path to tread. The mountain goat runs up that high mountain for the sake of some harmless food. While he browses, suddenly he sees another trick played by the ordinance of heaven. He casts his gaze upon another mountain. On that other mountain he espies a she-goat. Straightway his eye is darkened. He leaps madly from this mountain to that.
Have you ever heard about this biological stuff? That when he-goat will see a she-goat, his eyes goes dark? But here, yes, because when we're talking about eye, we're talking about point of view. This is a goat, expert in the mountain, feeding. When it comes to sex, the female is on the other mountain, and the goat cannot estimate the distance, because his eyes turns around. Because now he doesn't look at the mountain and the ship. He is concentrating on me, ego, I want. Yes.
To him it seems as near as to run around the sink of a house. Those thousands of elves appear to him two L's, in order that from mad infatuation the impulse to leap may come to him. As soon as he leaps, he falls midway between the two pitiless mountains. He had fled to the mountain from the hunters. His very refuge shed his blood. The hunters are seated between the two mountains in expectation of this awesome decree. The capture of this goat is for the most part in this manner. Else he is agile and nimble and quick to see the enemy. Though Rustam have head and moustache, lust will certainly be the snare to catch his feet.
You know what Rustam is? Hercules. Hercules of Iranian literature is Rustam. We say, okay, he's the big one with the moustache and the beard and all that. So what will be his Achilles heel, weak point? Appetite. This is that word shahwat, which means sex, and it means appetite. All your animal need, actually. Yes?
Be cut off lightly from the intoxication of lust. Look at the intoxication of lust in the camel.
Who is talking here? Suddenly he's Rumi himself. Nobody was talking. Rumi started to talk about two angels, and I said, oh, these two angels don't understand them. And they have this weakness, like that hero with the weakness. Be like me. This is for the first time. You're going to be like me. Cut from that appetite. Because that's the key for him. The first time he said, okay, like me, cut off from all these drunkenness of the appetite, because that drunkenness of the appetite belongs to the camel. Remember, you're riding a camel. That's for the camel, that's for the animal. Yes?
Know again that this intoxication of lust in the world is deemed of small account beside the intoxication of the angels. The intoxication of that one breaks the intoxication of this one. How should he show any propensity to lust? Until you have drunk sweet water, briny water is sweet. Sweet as the light in the eye.
Means what? Suddenly he said, excuse me, I wanted to talk about this fellow, but it will be postponed again and again. Let me talk about it now. These are so many subjects, we cannot talk about it because... Okay, yes, let's talk about them. These two guys are drunk. And I say drunk and you think drunk. You think about the normal wine. I'm talking about being drunk, being close to him. And drunkenness is one of the qualities in this path. But he went away talking about something else. Now that he wants to come back, suddenly he will say, if you haven't had any good water, you will not understand what the good water is. You have to develop a taste for this. I'm talking about the sip of the wine that you're going to receive again and again and again in the path. Beware, because each sip is stronger and will make you drunk. So you should be very careful. Because there is a drunkenness that comes from up. That's lovely, has no condition, nothing. But when you are getting drunk from the ladder to the higher